This is an interview with Mrs. Edith Kidd, widow of Harry Kidd, who was employed as an artist on the Public Works of Art project in Philadelphia during the 1930s. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe office of the Archives of American Art, where the interview is being taped on August 5, 1965. Mrs. Kidd's home address is 1404 East Silver, Tucson, Arizona. It was kind of you, Mrs. Kidd, to volunteer to be interviewed about your husband, and we're grateful to Eugenie Chouinard for telling you about this project we are doing. Would you tell us something about your husband, Mr. Kidd, where he was born and received his art education?
Harry Kidd was born in Detroit, and he went at the age of 5 to El Paso, Texas. At 13, he went to Philadelphia. I thought he went to study art, but instead he went to see Ty Cobb play. He remained in Philadelphia and lived with an aunt and was very happy living with her. He went to Germantown High School, but he didn't graduate because he volunteered for the Canadian Royal Air Corps. When a war, when the armistice was declared, he returned to Philadelphia and went into his uncle's business, a printing business, but he couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand trying to sell advertising and things like that, and he enrolled in the Philadelphia Academy of Fine Arts. And there he received a great deal of inspiration from Henry McCarter, whom he said liberated his spirit. He had a very rich and happy life in Philadelphia. John Frederick Lewis Jr. and his wife Ada were patrons and good friends to his work and to Harry Kidd. He had scholarships abroad, and he went to Mallorca about 1925 with his wife Betty Kidd. It was sometime in the early 30s that they were visiting a friend, Dr. Winifred Stewart, and she turned and she said, "How long has Harry had post-encephalitis?" He didn't know what had happened, but he knew something was happening. And they realized then that he was a severe chronic post-encephalitic. And he left Philadelphia and went alone to El Paso, Texas, which they thought would be beneficial for his health.
When was that?
In about 1934 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, then he was involved in the Public Works of Art project before he went to El Paso.
Before he went mm-hmm. to El Paso.
Well, before we go on then with El Paso, could you tell me something about that period of his life?
Well, it was a very rich period in his life in which he enjoyed and knew the intellectual people of Philadelphia. George Howe, the architect, Louis Flaccus, Stokowski, Fabian Savitsky, and he had one man shows in New York, one with Alma Reed, the Mellon Galleries, and his work was shown at the Philadelphia Art Alliance and at the Academy shows.
Well, now, do you know anything about that period of the Depression? I mean, when he became employed on the Public Works of Art project?
Yes. He was in his studio one day when a student came to see him, and he had $1 left. And she said, "Harry, what are you going to do?" And he said, "I don't know." He went downstairs and with her, and he looked in his letterbox, and there was a letter from
Washington.
From Washington.
Oh, yes.
Asking mm-hmm. him, I don't know what his position was, but to be on the project in Philadelphia.
I see. And do you know what kind of work he did on the project?
He did murals, and he did oils